Good evening. I'd like to convene this board meeting. Apologize for being a few minutes late. We had quite a few items to get through an executive session. The first item we have on our agenda is the prayer and the pledge. Ms. Rowletter?
Please join me in prayer and pledge. Dear God, we gather together here tonight, intent on doing good work for children in our community. We seek to represent fairly and well those who have given us this task. May our efforts be blessed with insight and guided by understanding, wisdom, and respect for all. May we act honestly and well in all matters before us. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rowletter. I'd also like to say thank you to Ms. Bush for the lovely flowers. What is this flower inside the bowl? Is that a?
It's actually a Fuji chrysanthemum.
But if you'll notice, it has the little paint speckles on it. So it reminded me of our school starting back and all the artwork and all the great things we're going to see hanging in the halls of the schools now. So
awesome. Thank you very
celebrate
much.
Celebrate our return to school
thank
for
you.
The children.
Awesome. All right, the next item on our agenda is the adoption of the consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion to adopt the consent calendar. Do I have a second? I have a second. Is there any discussion on the consent calendar? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. And we're going to move on to our appearance of visitors. We have a few tonight. Before we get started, I'm going to go just quickly over some procedures. We appreciate those of you that have come to speak to us tonight. We thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. The procedures are as follows. As your name is called, you should proceed to the podium at the end of the board dais here, where there's a microphone and a light system. Each speaker has up to 3 minutes to speak to the board. The light system will be green for the first 2 minutes and will turn yellow when 1 minute remains on the speaker's allotted time. In keeping with board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker or respond to comments at the time. The superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker as appropriate and timely. So our first speaker we have tonight is Henry Lear. Welcome, Henry.
Hello. So my name is Henry Lear. I'm a sophomore at Southside High School, and I'm also the sophomore class president. When I was running for election last year, I focused my campaign solely on listening to students' problems. One of the largest problems that I heard from students was their long commute. Now, that's one issue that's very complex, but the effect of having such a long commute and not being able to work on homework during that commute was having very adverse effects with those students' academic lives. So I continued looking into this issue. I researched on what could be done to help this problem. That was my goal if elected, and that's why I'm standing before you today. So I spoke to all these students with very long commutes, and I found that even though every student doesn't have a device, everyone that I suggested this idea to, their faces would light up when I did, because they knew that after a 2 hour commute, arriving at school or arriving back home at 6 o'clock, they could have their homework done. That seemed like a great prospect to them. Now, it is an ambitious project at first, what I'm proposing as a solution, but that's putting Wi-Fi on school buses. Now, it's not something that we would be the first to do. It's something that even our very own Greenlink Transit has done. All of their buses are now outfitted with Wi-Fi.
and it's pretty cost effective too. And even though all students don't have devices, some do, and some will in the future, especially with programs that Greenville County is implementing, like One for One at Malden High School, which of course will expand. This is a step in the right direction. This is a step in a digital 21st century modernization. And it's something I'd like to probe the discussion on today. That's my goal. It's something that we could talk to GreenLink about. It's something that we could communicate with other school districts across the country about. But all in all, it's something that will help the lives of students. It's something that will change the way they do homework, and because 70% of teachers nationwide assign homework online, it's something that could make a very big difference in students' lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lear, for coming, and for the emails that you sent me as well. So we'll have somebody get in touch with you. Our next speaker is Michelle Lentz. I believe we have a presentation, so Chief Miller's coming up as well. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. All right, hi, I'm Michelle Lentz. I'm Michelle Lentz with the Greenville Police Department, the community response team. Chief Ken Miller's here with me as well. About a year and a half ago, the police department decided to head up an initiative called GRAVITY. It stands for Gang Reduction and Violence Intervention Targeting Youth. It's an initiative. We partnered with the school district, with the different health systems in the city, with social services, and finally with other law enforcement agencies throughout the city and the county. And our goal is to offer some program services, prevention aspects for kids that are being that are victims of violence in their neighborhoods, communities, schools. And so we offer a number of different programs underneath our GRAVITY initiative. One of them this year was the Officer Alan Jacobs Great Summer Camp. So we named it in honor of Officer Jacobs, who was a certified great instructor. He did a lot of work in the communities with the kids and instructing them in Blythe Elementary this past year. So as part of our summer camp, we were able to use the facilities at Sterling Elementary, which we were very grateful for. The school district offered us the free transportation for all the students. So all the students that signed up for the camp, if they lived in Greenville County, they were able to have free transportation on behalf of the school district, as well as free lunches every day for all the kids that were involved. So we wanted to show our gratitude from the police department for helping us to realize this initiative. We had 67 kids sign up for the summer camp this year. Our goal was 50. We had 67, so we were able to kind of rally some support at the last minute, and we were able to serve all those kids. I think we had between 61 and 65 each day of the camp. So the kids that came the first day continued to come back each following day. So we're very, very grateful to our partners at the school district for helping us with this initiative. So we wanted to present two plaques to Dr. Royster and also to David Johnstone for their assistance with us trying to make this camp a reality for its very first year, and we hope to be able to kind of kick this off every year from now on and make this an annual thing.
Mr. So, Johnstone, you're going to come up so you can get your award?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, Chief Miller. Mm-hmm.
If I may just add a few comments. Officer Lentz is part of our community response team members. There's six members really who serve the entirety of Greenville City, and it's really not enough because the community outreach function is so important to us, particularly in connecting with our youth in our community, but just serving our community in the right way to make sure that we're addressing all the needs Officer Lentz is really just a phenomenal member of our team. Gravity is her brainchild. I don't know if great's your brainchild, but I know she did an awful, awful lot of work on it, and it might be. And so when she pulled all that together and ran all the legwork, I just want you to tell, I want you to know that she is an important member of the team. She really oftentimes speaks for us in administration when she's out there working, and the school district's willingness to work with us and to work with Michelle and her team on the ground in the way they did is truly commendable, and it's an honor my honor, really, that we're able to work this way. So I appreciate the superintendent, principal, and really all the staff and your support from the school board, because it's a difficult time out there in policing and in our communities around the country today. And so bridging gaps is what we often do, and we need each other's support, and you all have been there for us. So thank you all so very, very much.
Thank you, Chief Miller.
Madam Chairman, may I also recognize Aiden and Adam? They're the chief's son. Could y'all stand up? Aiden and Adam? There you go. There you go. Thank you.
And I would like to say, Chief Miller, on behalf of the board, we certainly appreciate the partnership that we have. We firmly believe that when we're educating the whole child, which is what we need to do to have success, we can't do that alone. It takes a community. So we appreciate the commitment that you guys have made to us and the partnership that exists between you and our schools and the principals and leaders in our schools, because we couldn't do the job we're doing without you, keeping our children safe, keeping our community safe. Dr. Royster, would you like to say a word as well?
Yes, Officer Lentz, Chief Miller, I want to thank you for this recognition. I very much appreciate it, and I appreciate the honor. But more importantly, I appreciate the privilege that we have to partner with you in these initiatives as well as others. And I knew from the outset, the very first conversation that I had with Chief Miller, and in conversations I've had with him since then, that he fully understands the term community policing as it applies to school resource officers and the school community. And that has greatly enhanced our partnership and our relationship with the city. It has always been good, but it is even better now. So we are very appreciative of all those initiatives that you're undertaking that make our streets safer, but also make our schools safer and help to create the kind of climate that we all want to have in our community.
Thank you, Dr. Royster. And thanks again for the presentation. We're going to move on to our agenda item 4.01, which is the superintendent's report. Dr. Royster, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. Before I start the actual report, one of the great privileges and pleasures that we have is to recognize and congratulate those new principals, assistant principals. I don't believe we have any AAs tonight. All these folks were approved actually earlier this month, but we have quite a few with us tonight. So we'd like to ask each of you to stand as I call your name and recognize the school and your new leadership responsibility. Let's start with Julie Cook. Julie, who is the principal at Lake Forest Elementary. Julie, congratulations and welcome to your new role, and congratulations on your first successful opening of the school year as a new principal. You have someone with you too, I believe. We're glad to have him here as well, who has a role in another one of our schools. Secondly, Brad Griffith, Brad. Brad's interim principal, Southside High School. Brad, congratulations, and also congratulations to you on a very successful and smooth opening of school in your new leadership role. Next, David Burgess. Burgess is joining us as an assistant principal at Buena Vista Elementary School, and he comes to us as a very experienced administrator from the Florida public schools, school systems in Florida. We're glad to have you with us. Mason Garrett. Mr. Garrett, the new assistant principal at Skyland Elementary School.
Yeah, congratulations on your new role. And I know you got off to a good start. I had the opportunity to see you up there handing out textbooks, one of the great joys of being an assistant principal, as I well remember. Debbie Goulart, assistant principal, Riverside Middle. Congratulations on your appointment, and we're glad to welcome you to the administrative ranks. Jason Hudak, assistant principal, Greenbrier Elementary. Jason, congratulations on your new appointment. Matthew Irvin, assistant principal, Riverside High School. Matthew, congratulations on your new appointment, and welcome to that role. Amy Ressler, assistant principal, Travelers Rest High School. Amy, congratulations on your new role, Travelers Rest. Kelly Sanderson, assistant principal, Greenville High School. Kelly, congratulations on your new role. Lee Stafford, assistant principal, Simpsonville Elementary. Lee, congratulations on your new role. And the last individual we'd like to recognize, James Dusso, interim assistant principal, Southside High School. James, congratulations on your new role. Welcome to Greenville County. Comes to us, indirectly through Kentucky, originally from Minnesota. So he did have a chance to kind of acclimatize himself, I guess, moving through Kentucky. But a little different summer in Greenville than in Minnesota. But congratulations to all of you. Welcome to your new role, and we look forward to working with you as members of the administrative team. Our superintendent's report tonight. I want to start off, and as you can see by you got a placemat at your table about building a better graduate. And you'll hear that a lot throughout the school year. And, well, Terry, I don't believe this is advancing. Okay. We want to start.
Bert, look, they're clearing the room. They didn't want to hear you.
Apparently, they don't want to hear about building a better graduate. That's what happens. You get the job, and then you just type it. Well, we want to start and talk a little bit about human resources. And building a better graduate requires outstanding teachers, administrators, district leadership, and support staff. It requires a great curriculum, personalized learning, extracurricular activities, a learning environment. All of those are impossible without having great people. Of course, human resources supports goal 2 of the education plan. Look a little bit at the summer hiring. We hired 50 administrative positions. You saw a number of those folks tonight. 596 teachers, 282 school classified employees, 101 hourly work group employees, and 10 administrative support employees. 1,039 employees were processed through human resources this summer. 13 principals and directors, I think this is always an important statistic for us to look at, 8 promoted from within Greenville County Schools, 2 transferred within the district to the new assignments, and 3 hired from outside Greenville County Schools. And as you know, we believe that's a very healthy blend, bringing in new thoughts and ideas from other systems, but at the same time, showing to and rewarding our good employees here with the opportunity for advancement. 37 assistant principals and administrative assistants employed, promoted, transferred, or hired. 29 came from within Greenville County Schools. 3 were transferred within the system, and we hired 5 from the outside. Teaching positions, 466 teachers. 77 teachers transferred from substitute list. Now, you'll think, I believe immediately the advantage to that will occur to you. We've had a chance to watch them teach. So great advantage in being able to employ some of those individuals that have served us as substitutes. 27 guidance counselors, 9 media specialists, 11 speech therapists, 3 psychologists, and 3 instructional coaches. 596 personnel hired teacher contracts. Classified positions, 55 aides, 43 clerks and secretaries, 9 school nurses, 67 substitute teachers, 24 adjunct coaches, 34 other adjunct employees, 50 after-school employees, 282 classified positions. Hourly positions, 25 transportation employees. Now, we still are needing, if any of you out there are interested in driving a bus, we still need about 50. And I believe we have about 20 in the current pipeline. 40 building service employees plus 11 sub-custodians, 36 food and nutrition services employees, 101 hourly work group hires. Administrative support, 6 professionals, 4 social workers, for a total of 10 administrative support positions. Some examples there below, ETS, social workers, intervention specialists. Human resources conducted 56 orientation sessions for new employees in the months of May, June, July, and August to support the hiring of new administrators, teachers, aide clerks, custodians, food service workers, substitutes, and after-school program employees. Human Resources conducted 6 Greenville County Schools job fairs. In addition, the HR staff participated in 15 other job fairs. Also, twice each month, HR staff worked with applicants who completed their work keys test to assist them with their online application. Training from HR. HR staff trained all assistant principals and administrative assistants in Civil Treatment for Leaders program, training sessions for new principals on HR processes and systems, training sessions for for all school secretaries on HR processes and systems. Financial training through our finance department, shifting a little bit from HR to finance. Summer Institute, student activity funds, accounts payable, billing, fixed assets, procurement cards. Additional SAF training, principal's operations meeting, new principal orientation, assistant principal institute, new bookkeeper training, year-end procedures in May from the past year, and Destiny training for new APs handling textbooks, Destiny being the software system for textbook ordering and management. Summer legal training, Safe School Climate Act, First Amendment and Freedom of Speech, Title IX. Discrimination, harassment of employees and students, searches and seizure, custody issues in education, employee leave and accommodations, religion in public schools, employee performance, improvement, and discipline. Additional, new hire training in operations, safety training, hands-on site training, and a custodial college, which involves the training of all our current custodial employees. Transportation did training, obviously ongoing CDL training. Student management, de-escalation, evacuation, serpentine watch mirrors, railroad crossings, cul-de-sac procedures, accident prevention. All of those trainings, all of that employment, all of that seeking out of quality applicants, all of that towards our focus on ensuring that we're building a better graduate. As you all know, what we do with people, for people. We are an extremely people-intensive business, and the greatest indicator of the quality of service that we'll be able to provide to our students is in the quality of personnel that we're able to engage in the providing of that service. And I think tonight gives you a little glimpse into the things that occurred over the summer to ensure that to the best degree possible, we have the very most qualified individuals in the right place with the right training to ensure that we're on the road to building a better graduate. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Royster. Are there any questions or comments on the superintendent's report? As we all know, while summer seems to be a more relaxing time for our students and our families and maybe for our teachers, there's a lot of work that goes on June, July, and August. So we appreciate the work of the staff and the administration in this very sometimes humongous task of having enough people to do what we do every day for our students.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to the action items tonight. We have 3. The first action item on the agenda is item 5.01. It's a lease agreement renewal with the City of Greer. The recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the lease agreement renewal with the City of Greer. Coming from the Committee of the Whole, a second is not required. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.02, easement for Duke Energy at Rudolph Gordon Elementary School. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to approve Duke Energy Carolina's LLC request for a 20-foot wide permanent right-of-way easement on the Rudolph G. Gordon Elementary property. The recommendation coming from the committee does not require a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.03, best bond resolution.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
I move to approve the attached best bond resolution, which reaffirms the actions of the Greenville County School Board of Trustees took on June the 16th, 2015, in approving the best bond resolution.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion or any questions? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. We've completed our action items and we're going to move on to information items. Tonight, you do have attached a project status on our audit report, but Mr. Barber could not be here tonight due to some family illness, so he sends his regrets for that. If you do have questions, you feel free to email the chair or the auditor directly on that status report. We're going to move on to the committee liaison reports. Do we have any committee reports tonight? Updates. Dr. O'Connor.
Yes, I would just say that we got off to a good beginning with the Instructional Policy Committee today with our first order of business to decide how we would approach the remaining policies by category of those that we could dismiss that were no longer relevant from 1980, most of the of them, and not reflecting how we currently do business, or that may have already been subsumed under another policy. Then others that would require new work or revision or some combination of policies. We were able to come up with a firm recommendation for 7 policies that would very easily fall into the category of no longer relevant or needed. And we will bring those to you just as quickly as possible. They will be sent to you by email and discussed at the next Committee of the Whole.
Thank you, Dr. O'Connor. Ms. Grayson.
Just briefly, I was going to give an advocacy committee report. The advocacy committee this fall is meeting individually with the newly elected members of the House and the Senate for the Greenville delegation. This afternoon, we met with Representative Jason Elliott, who defeated Wendy Nanny in the House race this fall. And October, we'll be meeting with Senator William Timmons, who unseated Mike Fair. And in September, we hope to meet with Scott Talley, who unseated Senator Lee Bright. So any of the school board members, even if you're not on the advocacy committee, if you want to attend these meetings, you're more than welcome to.
Ms.
They're very positive, and we're looking forward to it.
You'll send out the information with the dates for all
the
board.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Mr. Sailors.
Well, I'll speak for myself and Mr. Baxter, if I could. The South Carolina School Board Association school law conferences this weekend, so we'll have a probably better report next month on the activities of that and the association. I'd also like to thank those of you who were able to come and participate in serving lunch to the administrative leadership team on the 11th. I think we had a little over 150 people that we provided lunch to, and it could not have been done without the leadership and adult supervision of our food and nutrition services because quite frankly Mr. Meek, Mr. Baxter and myself tried our very best to work the grill, and so it was a great day. We had a good time, and we also offered to help offset the expenses for that meal, so any of you that are willing to make a contribution to that, if you would get it to Ms. Brinkman, and then we'll budget the rest of it accordingly. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers.
If I might, this was on behalf of the administration. I think we already communicated this to you all in writing, but I think it's timely to say it publicly. We very much appreciate your efforts doing that. Principals and executive staff and I enjoyed that. feel free to do that anytime that you'd like to.
Okay, we can think about that, but I think based on what I saw, some of us might need to go for some food services training.
No, some of us just need to get in line and help instead of standing around talking, but that's okay.
So we'll think about that.
You mean like those gloves we were wearing while we shook hands and then touched food?
Oh, I could please add to that, Ms. Grayson's daughter was very helpful, so if you'd please pass that along. Thank you.
That's right. All right. Thank you. All right.
Don't be afraid.
We're gonna move on to the finance report, item 8.01, monthly finance report.
Mr. Knott's not being one to want to stand between you and whatever you might be planning next. He doesn't have a finance report.
Mr. Knott, there's no finance report.
A little too early in the year.
Any commentary on our finances, Mr. Knott?
We're in a sound position.
We're cautiously optimistic, aren't we, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
That too.
All right. Well, if that brings us to the end of our agenda.
Madam Chairman.
I was going to recognize him. Mr. Meek, I will recognize you in just a second.
Okay.
I wanted to recognize one visitor that was here. I see a lone Boy Scout in the back of the room. Are you here working on a merit badge?
I am.
Is it citizenship in the community?
Communications.
Awesome.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, if you did not get enough out of this meeting and you need some more information, I would like for you to talk to Mr. Sailors after the meeting.
There you go.
And you ask him all the hard questions you can think of.
There you go.
But we are glad you came. Come back anytime.
What did I do?
All right. Mr. Meek.
Thank you. I just want to say that I've sat here for 22 years, and I think the young gentleman who spoke to us tonight about the Wi-Fi and the bus probably gave me more thought than has been given in a long time. So I would like the superintendent to definitely follow up on that and keep me informed, if you would.
Yay. Certainly.
Thank awesome. You. Yeah. Great awesome. Comment, Mr. Meek.
He did. Young man did an excellent job.
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, with that, if there are...
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn with seconds. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. We are adjourned.